Ooh, I'm feeling kind of jingly. This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron, and I'm almost bald from pulling my hair out. I don't know how things are going to get done. I just got our tree as I'm recording this, and hopefully it'll be decorated by the time you hear it. But the tree's been in the house like 2 days now. But, you know, that's not what we celebrate the season for, is it? That's one reason I do the show. We'll have a Christmas greeting from 206-203-2692 later. Megan from Wisconsin knows a lot of ways to get a hold of me, and has a lot of good ideas, too. She suggested the Rockettes episode, number 27, via email through topelf@mychristmasstocking.net, and she also suggested one devoted to the Salvation Army when she was on Twitter. That's what this episode is devoted to. Thanks for the excellent suggestion, Megan. William Booth was an evangelical minister in England in the middle of the 19th century. He hit the streets in 1852 to take his message of Christ to the people. This didn't set well with the church elders, who liked things more traditional, with pews and everything, so he separated from the Church of England. Although she wasn't listed as a founder, the army gives credit to his wife, Catherine, as one. In 1865, he was invited to preach in the East End of London, so he set up a tent in a Quaker graveyard, and his services were a hit. So much so that he no longer wandered the streets, but instead built a legion of followers as a religious leader in London. His first followers were thieves, prostitutes, drunkards, you know, people who were rejected by conventional churches. He preached hope and salvation to his poor congregations and challenged them to go find more souls to save. He grew from a few workers to 1,000 volunteers and over 40 ministers in less than 10 years. They called the organization the Christian Mission, and Mr. Booth was the general superintendent, so they began to call him General, and the name stuck. His followers began to be called the Hallelujah Army as they spread through the East End, and then the rest of London, and then to other cities. In 1878, the name Salvation Army was born. From then on, the volunteers were known as Salvationists, and they really turned on the juice in Britain, in spite of mockery and persecution, including from organized gangs. They estimate that 250,000 were converted between 1881 and 1885. In 1879, Lieutenant Eliza Shirley, who had come to America to join her parents, held the first Salvation Army of America meeting in Philadelphia, and the next year Booth sent an official group to help it grow in the States. They were enthusiastically received by some, but also met with the same kind of ridicule, mockery, arrests, and worse, some members were killed. In spite of this, the Salvation Army spread to states like Connecticut, California, Indiana, Kentucky, and many others. In 1886, President Grover Cleveland received a delegation at the White House and gave an endorsement. They expanded rapidly to neighboring Canada as well as Australia, India, South Africa, and all over Europe. William Booth died in 1912. The first election for general was in 1929, and the first woman to be general was Mr. Booth's daughter, Evangeline Booth. She started serving in 1934. There are about 450,000 soldiers in the United States now. That's not the bell ringers. Those are volunteers, and there are scores of them. There are a ton of ways to give to the Salvation Army as well. They have many corporate partnerships, an airline miles program, thrift stores, and auto donations. And of course, you can give cash. It's estimated that they give out billions of dollars of aid every year. If you're interested in finding out more, including their beliefs and controversies surrounding them throughout their history to today, just go to mychristmasstocking.net, click on the episode in the player on the left, and you'll find a couple of links. We're getting close to Christmas, and I haven't had any choirs on yet. I want to have at least one this year. This is the Chichester Cathedral Choir, and Christ was born on Christmas Day in the Christmas stocking.
Let's go.
900-year-old Chichester Cathedral. That's their choir. Information on the music is available at mychristmasstocking.net. You might remember Aiden, who shared his tradition last episode. He wanted to wish a Merry Christmas to Alyssa Michelle and Victoria Marie Mascary in Williamstown, New Jersey, from Mommy and Daddy. Thanks for your email at topelf@mychristmasstocking.net, Aiden.
My name's Jennifer from Colorado. I just want to wish everybody who listens to your show a Merry Christmas. One of the traditions that my mother started was Wolferman muffins. She would send them out to the friends and family so that they could have wonderful muffins on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. It's a tradition that I have tried to keep up with. And what I'd like to hear more of is, you know, I love the different countries. You know, how do you say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, if there is a traditional meal? You did one once where it was Jamaica or something, and you gave the name of the dish, but you didn't say what was in it. So maybe describe the dishes a little more. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Jennifer. Thanks for calling 206-203-2692. I will try to put a little more food description in. You may get mad at me during the next episode, though. We'll finish our continental tour by zooming through Europe and talk a little bit about the food, but we're not going to go too in-depth. There is still a little time for you to get your greeting in, believe it or not. You can record one or write one and email it to me or call it in to 206-203-2692. I'm putting out a lot of quick info at twitter.com/xmasstocking. Come follow me. And, of course, join us on Facebook, too. Just look for the Christmas Stocking page. I'm Lee Cameron. I'll see you soon in the Christmas Stocking.